KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the fifth day of November. Well, while the mother lode remains a Republican stronghold, trends across the Golden State show, as far as registered voters go, the no party preference, followed by Democrats, received the largest gain in voter registration. More than 19.6 million Californians are registered to vote in the 2018 midterms tomorrow. Secretary of State Alex Padilla released the figures on Friday, reflecting an increase of nearly 2 million voters since the last midterm election in 2014. It's also the largest percentage of eligible registered voters in California history at 78.16%. According to Padilla, it has been nearly 70 years since we've seen a higher percentage of eligible citizens registered to vote for a midterm election. Statistics put out by the Secretary of State show that in Amador County, Republicans continue to have the highest voter registration at 44%, followed by Democrats with 29% out of the nearly 22,400 registered voters. Calaveras followed suit with just about 41.5% Republican and just about 27.25% Democrat out of the 29,591 registered voters. In terms of age, both Amador and Calaveras saw more registered voters skewing 55 plus. Secretary of State notes that the record-breaking tally is likely boosted by California's new automatic voter registration program.
Well, a Jackson woman missing from her home overnight found safe and unharmed Sunday. 77-year-old Melinda Hilger was reported missing from her home in Jackson around 3 p.m. Saturday. Jackson Police and Jackson Fire, Amador Sheriff Office, along with volunteers on foot, horseback, and ATVs, searched the area around the Rollingwood area, New York Ranch Road, and China Graveyard Road. Well, Hilger was found Sunday by searchers in a creek bed along New York Ranch Road near Rollingwood Mobile Home Park. Crews were able to remove her to safety and evaluate her for any type of medical injuries she may have sustained. Hilger told searchers she had spent the night in the creek bed. She was transported to Sutter Amador Hospital for evaluation.
And the Amador County Planning Commission will hold a public scoping session to review the potential environmental impacts of the One Sands Motorsports facility later this month. Submitted by the U.S. Mine Corporation, the project would consist of a private-use motocross facility to be located on Highway 124 in Ione. Before a decision on the project can be made by the county, the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, requires the preparation and certification of an environmental impact report. Part of the EIR preparation includes an early public consultation process. The Amador Planning Commission has scheduled, The Amador Planning Commission has scheduled a scoping session for Tuesday, November 13th, 7 o'clock at the County Administration. County Administration Center.
Well, a Calaveras sheriff deputy recently caught a pair of would-be burglars red-handed. According to the sheriff's office, just after 7 Thursday morning, a deputy responded to New Melones Lake Marina for a reported possible burglary in progress. Well, marina employees called dispatch after seeing two subjects pushing a wheelbarrow loaded with expensive items. When the deputy arrived on scene, he contacted Brooke Prentice of Sonora and Morgan Stry of St. Keys. That's Steyer. Now, the subjects were in possession of a wheelbarrow that contained multiple items, including a Yeti ice chest, iPads, depth finder, and high-end fishing bags and equipment. Through further investigation by the deputy and marina employees, it was discovered multiple houseboats on the lake had been broken into. Items in the wheelbarrow were stolen property. Both Prentice and Steyer were arrested, booked into the Calaveras County Jail with bail set at $150,000 for multiple counts of burglary, as well as grand theft and criminal conspiracy. Steyer was additionally booked for two outstanding misdemeanor warrants out of Tuolumne County. Calaveras County Sheriff's Office deputies conducting follow-up with the burglary victims. If anyone has info regarding the case, call the Sheriff's Office at 754-6500. asked to speak with the deputy assigned to this case.
And another outdoor marijuana grow busted in Calaveras County. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant along the 5,000 block of Del Sol Lane in San Andreas. Upon the arrival of the team, no one or vehicles were present, although evidence was recovered from a travel trailer on site. Investigators immediately noted that the presence of bags of trash and unsafe sanitary conditions. Specifically, electrical wires were found traveling through dry grass above ground over the driveway and wired into a high-voltage water heater, which was placed outdoors. Several other electrical appliances were powered by wiring running through the grass. This created a potential fire hazard. Calaveras County Code Compliance was contacted for these issues. 182 marijuana plants and 30 pounds of processed marijuana were seized and destroyed. The investigation is ongoing.
Well, a Cal Fire contractor planning a 10-day prescribed fire training November 5th with agencies in California and as far away as British Columbia and Indonesia. Classroom and field sessions may include up to 10 days of live fire operation on private lands in and around West Point, Glencoe, Wilseyville, Arnold, and Dorrington. Scheduled the 5th through the 16th, the Trex exercise, billed as a, quote, novel training event that brings together fire practitioners from diverse backgrounds to obtain hands-on fire experience, share knowledge and expertise, and better understand the art and science of fire management and ecology. Now, the trainees coming to Calaveras County work with park districts, fire departments, state forestry agencies, federal land management agencies, universities, consulting agencies, and conservation organizations. And now the daylight savings time has come to an end. The time change may disrupt sleep patterns and affect the ability to concentrate and safely operate a motor vehicle. To highlight the dangers of fatigue driving, California Highway Patrol joins the Office of Traffic Safety, California Department of Transportation, and National Sleep Foundation in recognizing Drowsy Driving Prevention Week, November 5th through the 12th. Now, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention states that going without sleep at least 18 hours, the same as having a blood alcohol content of 0.05%. Some suggested tips to avoid drowsy driving include getting enough sleep, at least 7 hours a day, sticking to a sleep schedule, and avoid alcohol or medications that can cause drowsiness. Caffeinated beverages may help in the short term, but are not a substitute for sleep or rest. Make it your goal to minimize the risks of driving drowsy for you, your passengers, and other motorists. And if you missed the free flu shot clinic at Sutter Amador Hospital, another clinic will be held this Thursday at the Amador County Health and Human Service Building from 1 to 4 p.m. Shots are free for anyone ages 6 months and older. Flu vaccines are also available on the first and third Tuesday of each month from 2 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. Please note, these shots are not free. Free shots are only available at the November 8th clinic. For more information, call 223-6697.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.